CTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. After 2 years of war, the Israeli military says a ceasefire is now in effect in Gaza, and emotions are high on both sides.
Such a happy moment for all Israelis and for all the Middle East.
That man's relatives among the remaining Israeli hostages, whose release will begin Monday after Israel's government approved phase one of President Trump's peace plan today. Thousands of Gazans have already begun heading north. This Palestinian girl tells CBS News she's looking forward to her return to a semblance of what her life once was.
I'm so happy the war is over, she said. I hope I can return to my normal life, my school, and my home.
President Trump says he will travel to the Middle East Sunday. He had hoped his efforts would lead to a Nobel Peace Prize, but this morning, the Norwegian committee chose someone else.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. The committee praising Machado for uniting the opposition around shared democratic values.
At a time when democracy is under threat, it is more important than ever to defend this common ground.
Which just might be read as the committee's indirect rebuke to President Trump.
Day 10 of the government shutdown and Columbus Day weekend is upon us.
52,000 flights are scheduled today to handle the moderate surge, but the FAA has been flagging air traffic control facilities for low staffing levels in recent days, as some air traffic controllers expected to work despite not getting paid call in sick instead. FAA Administrator Sean Duffy issued a warning.
We need the best and the brightest, the dedicated controllers, and if we have some on our staff that aren't dedicated like we need, we're going to let them go.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The shutdown is hitting national parks hard. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
With two-thirds of the park system's 14,000 employees furloughed, many parks are operating with skeleton crews. Some parking lots have been barricaded off. Bathrooms aren't being cleaned. Trash cans aren't being emptied. Visitor centers are closed. Some parks that require reservations have no one there to take the reservations.
L.A. is headed to baseball's National League Championship Series after a costly error by a young Phillies reliever.
Jaquez breaks his bat. Kirkring, gotta find it, throws to the plate, oh my goodness, he throws it away, and the Dodgers have won!
Mario Kirkering missed playing the grounder, then rushing to throw home and missing. Cubs forced a fifth and deciding game. After a 6-0 win to the Brewers, the winner of that series faces the Dodgers Monday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police say an argument with an Uber driver turned into gunfire in Racine. 29-year-old Christian Cooley was arrested after police say he opened fire near LaSalle and West Streets last Thursday. Investigators say Cooley fired up to 18 rounds at the driver's car after a verbal fight. A criminal complaint says there's video showing him aiming the weapon as the vehicle left. No injuries were reported, but the car was damaged by multiple bullet holes. Cooley is now charged with reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct, both involving a dangerous weapon. The Racine County executive is pushing back after a state memo accused the county of spending problems. The legislative memo from Madison claims the county's budget ballooned nearly 19%, but County Executive Ralph Malicki says the real levy increase is closer to 2.4% a year. He argues the state got it wrong by counting outside revenues that don't affect local taxes. The county executive says homeowners are actually seeing a small decrease in their tax bill. He calls that memo misleading and says it fuels distrust instead of cooperation. A statement put out last night says Malicki was confused and disappointed to see outside politics attempting to govern Racine County's local operations. Tis the season for Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots. The longtime Racine County tradition is getting ready to help area kids. Registration is now open for the program, which provides gifts for kids at Christmas. Families can sign up at the City Hall Annex on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Organizers say you'll need proof of residency, photo ID, and documents for each child. Special sign-up days are planned for tomorrow and other dates in November and December. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cubs and the crew at 2-2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball,
It happened again. First inning, the Brewers' Freddy Peralta on the mound. Bottom of the first, two men on, the Cubs' Ian Happ at the plate on TBS.
Happ with a drive, right field, way back there, gone! Ian Happ takes Freddy Peralta deep for the second time in the series, and the Cubs lead 3-0.
The Cubs went on to win last night 6-0 to force a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
Going into a winner-take-all Game 5, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. Hopefully, the tables will turn when we get into Game 5 at our place.
NBA, the Bucks with another preseason win, 117-111 over the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
So you ever find yourself being lazy for no reason at all? Like you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. You might like stick it on a bureau. I'm gonna get that to them later on. Right now, I gotta watch some Love Connection. I got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I gotta go to the post office, but I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. You're gonna have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to the, you ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it. I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do, okay? Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble, you know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounging around, then you're running late for work on Monday? Oh, no. There's always one person at work. Something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. I only had 48 hours to take a shower. I'm busy.
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my
who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
There you go, Mary Wells, my guy, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. A pleasant good morning. I'm Don Rosen, 10 minutes after 6. Showers possible today with a high near 65. A gradual clearing tonight and sunshine Saturday and Sunday with a high in the mid-60s. Right now, a clear sky, 50 degrees right here at Radio Park. I don't have any rain yet, but when we do have the rain, we'll stop it. Here's CCR, local news, timeless hits at WRJN, 611.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men through the ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the
Stop the Rain, 613, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, have you ever privately thought of a job you'd like your kid to have someday? You know, we kind of, you know, dream about, oh, my kid's going to be a doctor, a lawyer. Well, the top jobs we want our kids to pursue, doctor, scientist, and engineer. Coal miner, ranked last. Nobody wants their kid to be a coal miner, eh? And nobody also wants their kid to be a disc jockey anymore either. What do you think about that? Who put that in there? Of course, everybody wants their kid to be a DJ, huh?
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Get around.
I get around.
Yeah, get around.
real cool head making real good bread. You know how many years it took me to figure out what he was saying in that song? Local news, Tablas Hits at WRJN. Showers possible today with a high near 65. A gradual clearing tonight, lows 49. Then for Saturday and Sunday, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and 50 at Radio Park. If you haven't heard by now, the Cubs forced the third game. We'll have it tomorrow night. Cubs and Brewers here on WRJN. I'll get you the time shortly, but it's tomorrow night. Tonight we have high school football on, and we'll talk to Dick Rousseff at 8:35 this morning about what the game of the week is. And we move some games around. We'll find out what that's all about, too, coming up. New poll looked at the top fall or Halloween activities we take part in. Number one makes perfect sense. You ready? Because you don't even have to leave the couch. Watching a scary movie. 48% said they'll definitely watch at least one. Consume pumpkin-flavored foods or drinks. I know, not me. But yeah, that's number two. Display Halloween decorations. We put up a few outside. Hand out candy on Halloween. Always carve a pumpkin. I can carve it, but I don't like scooping the guts out of it. Visit a pumpkin patch. Attend a Halloween party. Wear a costume. Take a child trick-or-treating and play tricks on someone. Also, hayrides just missed the top 10. We should take a hayride. Yeah, that was kind of fun. And 13% said they'll definitely hit up a haunted house this year. First of all, I have to find one. I think one of our neighbor's homes about a half a block away is haunted. That's what I'm told anyway. I just can't walk in their house and, you know, say, hey, where's the ghost? But I used to wear a costume years ago. I used to have this horror mask. It really was frightening. And when I handed out candy, I used to put it on. And most of the kids, you know, oh, they're laughing. It's funny. It's scary. One little girl was so frightened, she started to back up, almost fell off my porch. Never wore it again. Can't take that chance. It's 6:17 local news. Timeless Hits at WRJN. Here's Pete with our beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's called show business for a reason, and oftentimes the business part is what drives creative or really talented people away, such is the case with actor Chauncey Leopardi, best known for his role as Squints in The Sandlot. The actor recently sat down with People.com and said that as an actor, it was the constant auditions and the grind that made him step back from the biz. These days, Leopardi is busy raising his 5 children and running a cannabis business, saying it was a pretty smooth transition as he always had a life outside Hollywood. He also added that he really enjoyed his life as an actor. His credits also include Freaks and Geeks and Father of the Bride. Here's another really cool thing that came out of the interview. Squints says he still keeps in touch with Smalls, Benny the Jet, and Ham. He says they have multiple group chats and not only text quite often, but actually see each other at sports signings and events. Great story. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your crew's got to power through the postseason. Fuel up right now at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. From your favorite energy drinks, sodas, and adult beverages to a massive lineup of snacks, Studebaker's has everything you need to crush those game day cravings. Need it in a flash? Hit the lightning fast drive through and stock up without ever leaving your car. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the all-stars of selection, service, and convenience. Find them at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of your way. From understanding the Medicare, Medicaid, hospice benefit, and what private insurance is covered, to grief support for the whole family. Hospice Alliance will always provide the very best care to every patient who comes to them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org.
HospiceAlliance.org.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Climb a mountain, some men swim the sea, some men fly above the sky, they are what they must be, but baby, the rain must fall, baby, the wind must blow. Silver, I do not love for gold. My heart is mine to give away, it never will be sold. So, baby, the rain must fall, baby, the wind must blow.
His version wasn't, but there was, that's from Baby the Rain Must Fall, the Steve McQueen movie from 1965. You know what, in that movie, Steve McQueen is singing that song, but he's not really singing, and the voice they used to sing didn't even come close to matching Steve McQueen's voice. It was obviously somebody else singing, but here's the interesting part. When he's singing that song, look to the guitar player to our left, his right, and you'll recognize him, a guy who nobody had heard of back then. His name was Glenn Campbell. Yeah, he's in the movie Baby the Rain Must Fall. He's in Steve McQueen's band in the movie. And, I think that's one of the first times we ever saw Glenn Campbell on the screen before. 625 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, when Hollywood makes a horror movie,
They can't let it go with that. They've got to make a sequel. Here are the worst horror sequels of all time, they said, including The Exorcist II, The Heretic. That was one of the biggest disappointments. We went there expecting a great sequel to The Exorcist. We got a talk type movie. Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, and Friday the 13th, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan. I took my daughter to the drive-in movie when she's a kid because she wanted to see that. It was okay. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. Jackson 5 now. I'll be there. Local news, Tamla's Hits here at WRJN. Michael Jackson, man. He must have been real little when that song came out. I'll be there, the Jackson 5, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for possible showers this afternoon, highs near 65. Right now, it's a clear sky, 50 degrees right here at Radio Park. It's exactly 6:30 on the dot. Let's see what's happening locally. Once again, here's the news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A criminal complaint says the man accused of shooting at his Uber driver in Racine is the one who actually called 911. Police say 29-year-old Christian Cooley told dispatchers he fired his gun after a fight with the driver near LaSalle Street last Thursday afternoon. When police got there, Cooley said he was scared for his family's safety and took cover before firing several shots.
Investigators later found multiple bullet holes in the driver's car, but no injuries. Cooley was arrested at the scene. He now faces felony reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct charges. The Brewers took a toddling last night in Chicago, and the series comes back to the Brew City. The Crew has blown a two-game lead after dropping both matchups in Chicago, including a 6-0 shutout last night. The series is now tied 2-2, with the winner of tomorrow's game going on to the National League Championship Series. It's a 7:08 first pitch tomorrow at American Family Field. The winner advances to take on the Dodgers. Charges have been filed against a Racine mother that police say left her 6-year-old autistic daughter alone in a car outside Ascension Hospital Wednesday night. Officers found the child wearing no shoes or socks and moving around in an unsecured car seat. The child's mother, 26-year-old Kayla Hamilton, told police she had thought a friend had driven her daughter to a sitter. Hamilton worked at the hospital. Investigators say video shows Hamilton walking from the car to work and no one else returning to the vehicle. She's charged with child neglect. And veterans in Racine can now ride the county buses for free with the new WISCO card program. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin is partnering with Ride Racine on the program. They'll be helping veterans sign up, with representatives available at the Outreach Center on Yount Street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced yesterday they were suspending all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and movement of poultry in four southern Wisconsin counties. Catch is, they didn't tell the poultry show organizers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. More on that next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Dan Schwant of the Beaver, Pigeon, and Bantam Club says he's mad. They had a show scheduled for this Saturday at the Jefferson County Fair Park and found out through friends that the show was canceled. He said he received no notification from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
I already started with the setup process. I already had emptied all the cooping out of the semi-trailer, and then all of a sudden a friend of mine messaged me and said, hey, did you see what the dad cap did? And so that was news to me, and I was like, what? Because I checked my email, there was nothing there. And I called another one of our members and asked her, and she said she had received nothing either. So, and then it was just fun, saw it on the website there. And so we've had to cancel one of our previous events because of the AI, and they contacted me in advance and said, hey, I had to cancel. Well, this time I had nothing.
That's a surprise. Dan Schwant, the secretary of the Beaver, Pigeon, and Bantam Club, they were having their annual fall swap on Saturday. But now the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection suspending all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and movement of poultry in Jefferson, Waukesha, Walworth, and Rock counties until the end of the calendar year. More at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
And congratulations to Kurt Larson from Reedsburg. He's been selected as the new president of the Wisconsin Beef Council Board of Directors. Larson is the current president, CEO of the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. He'll also act as the state's representative on the Federation of State Beef Councils. There's food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute.
I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Weird in the eye exam room, you know. It's just him and me. It's dark in there. The door's closed. I feel weird when he slides his chair up uncomfortably close to you. He's like this far from my face. And he shines like this goofy light into my eyes for about 5 minutes. How you doing there? I'm a little uncomfortable. Can you back up a tad? You want a piece of gum? He asked if I wanted trifocals. I've been away from the eye doctor too long. I don't know what he was talking about. Trifocals? He goes, yeah, you can see three different distances depending on where you look through the lens. You can see close, medium, or far away. And I was like, I can't even imagine getting used to that, all right? There's a book, there's a plane, there's Alpha Centauri! Anybody have a need for that, you know? Is that a fly on my nose? Is that a comet? My eye doctor told me this. I'm not making this up. He goes, you know you have one eye set a little bit higher than your other eye? No, I didn't know that. He goes, it's no big deal. It doesn't affect your vision or anything. I just thought you might want to be self-conscious for the rest of your life.
Don Rosen in the morning.
Leslie Gore with the Look of Love, local news time. Liz Hits at WRJN 639. It is it's a Friday. My goodness. And you know what Friday means in my books? This is what Friday means.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Yeah, Yeah, let's all go home. I like that idea. Hold on, I'm coming. Here's Sam and Dave.
Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me in times of bad. When the day comes and you're down and I'm in a trouble and I'm about to drown, just hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. I'm on my way to your cover. If you get cold, yeah, I will be your cover.
Dave, hold on, I'm coming. 6:42, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for showers possible today. Possible, it's a 50-50 chance. Highs near 65, gradual clearing tonight. Sunshine with highs in the mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday. Right, Al? We've got a clear sky, but there's some clouds over the lake. When I looked in the distance over the lake, I could see the clouds. Otherwise, a clear morning at Radio Park. All right, let's talk about tipping here. BuzzFeed asked its readers their experience waiting on celebrities and how they got tipped. The biggest tippers, Elvis Presley and Bruce Willis. They said Bruce tipped $100 for every single drink served. Elvis tipped a lot as well. The worst ones, Jennifer Lopez. She's eaten at my restaurant, the person said. And all the servers who waited on her say the same thing. She's rude, entitled, and doesn't tip a penny. Tina Fey, she was demanding, smoked a cigarette at the outdoor table after she was told not to do it. She also left less than a 10% tip. But here's my favorite one. Basketball star Scottie Pippen. He didn't leave any tip. At the moment, the person came up with the nickname No Tippin' Pippen. I like that name, No Tippin' Pippen. That's good. 6:43, speaking about tippers, this guy was a good tipper. Yeah, spent a lot of money. Didn't have a lot of money at the end, though. Here's Elvis. Here's Kentucky Rain at WRJN.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain.
larger photograph. Just some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Elvis, Kentucky rain, 647, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. We might have some Racine rain today. Looks like showers possible with a high near 65. Gradual clearing tonight. Sunshine, gorgeous weather over the weekend. Clear and 50 degrees right now at Radio Park. You know, when I go to a hotel, I like to relax. I'm not a big hotel fan to begin with, but when I do go, I like to relax. I don't want ghosts anywhere in the hotel. And so it is with the El Cortez Hotel and Casino, supposedly the oldest and most haunted hotel in Las Vegas. They're offering to pay someone $5,000 to spend a weekend ghost hunting inside. If you're interested, you can fill out an application at casino.org. They're accepting volunteers all month long. Yeah, all right. All I do is want the bed to be soft, no bugs in the room, everything clean. I want a ghost. I don't want any hauntings or anything like that going around. Just a nice, relaxing room. So I won't be staying at the El Cortez. The Morning Show every morning, sponsored by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April, and if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Lennon and McCartney write so many hit songs. And how does that happen? Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Want to buy a hamburger? What do you hear the price of this hamburger? It's $11,000. I'll tell you all about that coming up right now. Here's Dusty Springfield.
And I said, I needed you. You said, it wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to fall.
Dusty Springfield, you don't have to say you love me. It's 6:55, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. Now, if you thought it was too expensive lately to eat hamburgers at McDonald's, wait to hear this. A restaurant in Spain is going viral for offering the world's most expensive hamburger, $11,000. You need an invitation and a chance to eat it, too. You can just walk in and order it. They claim the burger's made from three of the best meats in the world, Europe's most exclusive cheese, and a sauce based on a luxury spirit, whatever that means. They are experiencing a high demand for the burger, so it won't be available for you until February 2026. Now, if you're really keen on trying it for yourself, you can fill out an application, get on a waiting list, and maybe they'll give you a chance to buy that $11,000 hamburger. You know, a Whopper sounding really good right about now.
I used to live in New York City.
Timeless hits at WRGN. It's exactly 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do the news, right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRGN,
and WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel says a ceasefire has taken effect in Gaza, hours after the Israeli cabinet approved the first phase of President Trump's peace plan. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have begun walking toward northern Gaza. The families of hostages are exhaling. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
President Trump will land at Ben-Gurion Airport on Monday morning and will be welcomed with a formal ceremony. He will then head straight to the Knesset in Jerusalem to deliver a speech and then return to the airport. According to the ceasefire deal that the president brokered, Hamas is set to release the remaining 48 hostages, both alive and dead, and Israel is to free 2,000 Palestinians.